Patton, Special Agent. Dick Barton and Jock Anderson have managed to get into Kramer's house, hoping to sabotage the secret weapon. Barton sends Jock outside to fire a Very pistol, giving Colonel Gardner and his men the signal to attack. Meantime, Barton holds Kramer and Thurgood at gunpoint. But Blom has come up behind him and now pinions Barton's arms at the very moment that the attack begins.
And this is perfect, Thurgood. Here we are, all ready to go off in the plane with the weapon. Barton turns up so that we can finish him off. And here I'll be bound. Our car's full of police and, of course, Colonel Gardner.
Precisely, Willie.
And, of course, the lady friend.
Possibly.
Excellent. Now, before we kill you off, Barton, you can wait with us and watch the cars come roaring up to drive. You see, I have had it specially mined in readiness for them.
What?
Wait patiently, Barton, and you'll hear all your friends blown to kingdom come. But don't worry. You won't be long in following them.
Blom, hold him tightly.
Now, Blom, who told you ever to hold a man like that from behind? You're all up in the air.
Ah!
Over my shoulder goes one block. Bye.
Thurgood, don't let him get away. Mind out what I fire.
Quickly.
Now. Oh, damnation.
Fire again, Kramer.
I can't. It's jammed. Jammed, I tell you. Get out of my way, James Thurgood. Out of my way.
That very light was the warning. The cars are started. I'll give the signal to attack and then... Stand by, driver.
Okay, sir.
How far is it?
Only a few minutes' run. We daren't park too near the house. Otherwise, we should have given the show away.
These few minutes may make all the difference in the lives of two men.
Yes, they certainly got guts anyway, the pair of them.
That's not much use if both of them are wiped out.
Bit morbid, aren't you?
I don't know, but this game seems so impersonal somehow. Someone dies, what difference does it make to the general public?
In this particular case, if Barton's been successful, it will have made all the difference in the world to the general public.
And what difference will that make to Dick Barton with a bullet through his head?
Hey, hey, how long have you been Barton's publicity agent?
Well, you know what I mean.
So at one time you told me he'd never make a good agent for our kind of work.
A girl can change your mind, can't she?
Sure, sure. Now, we'd better be moving. It's the next road but one, on the right. Why, hello. Here's Jock, running towards us like mad. Hold it, driver. Hold it a minute.
Yes, okay, sir.
Nice work, Colonel Garner, sir.
Where's Dick?
Hey?
Dick Barton. Where is he?
He's back in the house with Kramer.
What, prisoner?
Not when I left.
Where's the secret weapon?
Mounted in Kramer's plane under guard.
But damn it, man, they must be able to use it on us, then.
No fear, Barton. Scugged one of the gang and pinched the antidote.
Splendid. That means they can't operate the weapon without the antidote.
No, and I destroyed the antidote a few seconds ago.
Excellent job.
Yes, yes, we know it is, but let's get on. We're wasting time.
Right. Get in this car, Jock.
Okay.
Wave the cars behind to follow me. They've all had their instructions. Now for the fun and games.
That's right, miss. That's it.
You know what to do, driver?
Yes, sir.
Rush tactics. Mm-hmm. Sweep straight into the drive and rush the house as arranged. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Here's Mr. Barton, sir.
What's he doing?
Running towards us. That's all right. He can join us. Let's swing right into the drive. Hey, Barton! What the devil? Barton, you idiot!
Dick!
The whale! Swing the steering wheel, man! Here!
Barton! You'll have us smashed up!
Dick!
Oh, sorry about that.
You fool, Barton. You might have killed a lot of
us. Stupid thing to do.
This drive is mined. Landmines. More stupid thing to do to let you go up it, what?
Oh.
Heavens.
Keep down, sir, for the Lord's sake. They'll be firing from the house any second. Keep down, you chaps. Use the cars as cover.
Sydney Street siege all over again, eh?
No place for a woman. What do you want to bring her for?
Couldn't leave her behind.
Well, I hope now she's here. She does as she's told.
Hear that, Jean?
Who's giving the orders around here?
Carry on, Barton. It's your show.
All your men armed, sir?
Yes, mostly with pistols, though.
Not much use against rifles. Let him carry on firing for a bit. Keep down, Jean.
I've been in these shows before.
Well, act as though you have, then, and don't keep popping up like a jack-in-the-box. Have you got any rifles at all, sir?
Very few. One or two in the next car, I think. Tell you what, Barton. I've got a Pierce.
What, one of those portable anti-tank cum mortar things?
Yes, uh-huh. Thought it might be useful. There's a couple of infantry corporals in the next car with it.
Just the thing to give the plane a bashing with, sir.
Yes, Jock, you're right. And the plane's in that shed over there, the big place.
I've got a loud hailer apparatus fixed up in the third car.
I'll crawl along to it and warn the people in the house, tell them to surrender.
Don't think they will.
Well, we give them a chance.
There'll be a crowd here soon as well, sir. Issue a warning to the public to keep away. Tell them it ain't an army maneuver, it's the real thing.
Good idea. I'll crawl along and tell them. We're fairly safe behind this low wall.
Yes, and sir, send the two Piat boys along to me here. They'll have a fairly good light on the house from here.
Right.
The shed'll be a bit difficult, Mr. Barton. Trees are in the way.
Yes, we can try it, though. Or perhaps if we drop one in through the window, that might scare him into surrender. Now, if we could get over into the...
Now, Dick! You're a fine one to talk about bobbing up and down.
She had you there.
One up to you, Jean. Oh, nice shooting, Sergeant.
I think I winged him, sir.
I think so, too. Hand me a rifle, Jock. Yeah. I don't suppose Willie Cromer and old Thurgood will show their faces in the window, but you never know. They might.
It'd do my heart good to get John Cromer on the sights of a rifle.
Me, too.
And me.
Cool. Listen to old Bloodthirsty here.
Regular Amazon, isn't she?
Yes, tough guy.
Oh, we all know the type. You've described it before. The gangster's mall type, I think you said.
Captain of the hockey team and all that.
Much more of this, and I shall begin to wish I'd let your silly head stay above the wall.
Quiet, girl. Watch this, Jock, my boy. That nasty piece of work who was on the drive is just going to pop his head through that curtain, I can tell.
Beauty, sir.
Spoiled his good looks, sir.
Should have spoiled his interest in most things, I fancy.
We don't stand any chance, Cromer. Let's get out.
We'll make a dash for the plane, then turn the secret weapon on the lot of
them. It wouldn't take a second to render them all as blind as bats. And whilst we stay here, you never know, we may stop a stray bullet.
That swine, Barton.
Attention, everybody! Attention!
Listen, they're using a loud hailer.
This is not an army maneuver. Will all members of the public get into safety at once? There are desperate criminals in the house and they're firing live bullets. Thank you. Now then, Cromer and Thurgood, unless you and your men surrender at once, we shall use a field mortar. You and the house to the devil. We shall give you 30 seconds. 30 seconds. If at the end of that time you do not hang out of the window a white handkerchief signifying your surrender, the mortar will be used.
Here, Cromer, a field mortar. You hear?
Yes. Listen, you men. The secret weapon is mounted on the plane. Thurgood and I will make a dash for it, while you hold out a white flag as though you are going to surrender. Gardner's men will then begin to advance towards this house. As they get near, I shall direct the weapon on them and blind them. Is that clear?
Yes.
Come on, then, Thurgood. Yes. You understand, men? Hold out the white handkerchief while we get to the plane.
Come along, Cromer.
30 seconds nearly up.
Your Piat ready for firing, Barton?
You two lads ready.
Okay, sir.
Aim for the wall just above the bay window for the first shot.
Okay.
Ready when you are, sir.
Give them another 10 seconds.
Right. Why, hello.
They've put out a white flag.
They've surrendered.
I don't like this, Jean.
They've decided that discretion is the better part of valor.
It's not like Willie Cromer at all, you know, not a bit.
We'll move forward when you're ready, Barton.
Don't like it, sir.
They're surrendering, that's all.
Ah, I wonder.
Well, they can't use a secret weapon without the antidote.
But Willie doesn't know they've lost the antidote. The jock here took it away and got rid of it.
No, so he doesn't. Give him a few more seconds, then.
Very nice, Thurgood. We did that very smoothly.
Good idea to bring the pilot, too.
Just in case, one can never tell. You better get aboard the plane, Jenks.
Right.
I can see from here clearly. Gardner and Barton haven't started to advance upon the house yet.
Get into the plane quick, Thurgood, and start operating the weapon.
Must put on the antidote first, all three of us. Won't take a second, though. Where is it?
I told Blonde to put it in the plane, by the weapon.
Isn't here.
Not there, but where? Here, let me look.
It isn't here, I tell you. I said all along, you place too much trust in that half-wit Blom, far too much.
Just a minute. I see what happened. Barton, he knocked out Blom, must have destroyed the antidote too.
What? But in that case, we're finished.
Not at all. Jenks?
Yeah?
Is the plane ready to take off?
Only a case of opening these shed doors wide, then we can taxi straight out onto the airfield runway. They can't see the doors from where they are. We can get straight away now.
We shall have a secret weapon with us, Cromer. And I have the formula written down for Rangel's antidote. We can go direct to Europe.
And work from there. A good idea.
I would have liked to settle accounts with Barton and Gardner.
Why not? Are the rifles here, Jenks?
2 or 3 in the plane here, loaded, sir.
Well, we'll take one each. Then just as friend Jenks is about to start the engine, we'll fire at Barton and Gardner, eh?
They won't see you from this shed, and you can just get a nice line of fire from those broken boards there.
Splendid. Jenks, be ready to start the plane as soon as you hear us fire.
Right.
When the Colonel and I move forward, Corporal, don't you two come with us, but at the first sign of any treachery, fire the Piat. Got it?
Sir. Think we've given them long enough?
Looks like it. Let's go in anyway. Stay here, Jean, with these corporals.
No fear.
I said stay here. I'm in charge.
Yes, all right.
Come on, then.
Don't walk on that drive, sir, and keep what cover you can in case...
Personally, I...
Down, everyone, down! They're shooting from the plane shed. Colonel Gartner, you all right?
Shoulder. The swines.
Okay, corporals, fire the Piat.
Dick? Are you hurt? Who shot?
I told you to stay where you were.
It's Colonel Gardner. I'll help him.
But look, that plane. Kramer and Thurgood, they're getting away.
Not yet.
Well, stop them somehow. They've got the weapon.
Jock, where's the tool bag we brought?
Behind this book.
Give it me, quick. Okay, wish me luck.
Dick, where are you going, Dick?
Hands like the devil, Mr. Barton. We'll be off in a minute.
What on earth is he?
Nicely. We are getting away, Thurgood. That's something.
Why aren't they firing at us?
Waiting till we're in the air, maybe. Hello, someone running.
It's Barton.
He'll try to jump on this plane. Fire, Thurgood. You have a rifle? Hurry, Jenks.
This time, maybe.
He's gaining on us. Hurry, Jenks.
Can't go any faster while we're taxiing on this ground. Be on the runway and airborne in a jiffy.
Now, Thurgood, he's almost on us. Fire!
I got him!
Yes! He seemed to thud against the plane as he fell.
I'm sure I got him. Look, he's lying on the ground back there.
Here we go, sir. On the runway, and we're off.
Are you all right, Mr. Barton?
Sure, Jock, sure. Missed me again.
Dick, did they get you?
Who, me? No fear. Hello, sir. How's the shoulder?
Painful. Not so painful as the thought that Kramer and Thurgood are away up there with a secret weapon.
They're not away yet. Watch. Let's see. 60 seconds is just about up now.
Look, Dick, look! The wing's dropped off!
Yes, by gad! Look, Barton. It's out of control. It's spinning.
It's on fire. Nice work, Mr. Barton. Nice work.
You mean... you did it? How?
A little piece of frightfulness known as a sticky bomb, with one or two refinements added.
Well, I...
Goodbye, Willie. Bye, Thurgood. I'm afraid this time you've had it.
There she goes!
And the secret weapon goes with her.
And a darn good job, too. Now let's find Snowy and old Wrangle.
No need to worry about us, Captain Barton. Can't keep a couple of good men down, you know.
Good lad, Snowy. Hello, Sir Archie. Now home to get some shut-eye and a bit of peace.
Home and shut-eye, yes. A bit of peace? Well, I wonder, Dick Barton. I wonder.
What does Colonel Gardner mean? Will Dick Barton be coming back? Your guess is as good as mine. That was the last installment, for the time being, of Dick Burton, Special Agent.